LairCast Part 1 Nature in My Room.
Hello everyone and welcome to this first edition of LairCast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Lulu.
And what we're going to be doing in this series of short podcasts, which will be produced from time to time, is we're going to talk about some of the iPhone apps or applications which we particularly enjoy using. Because after all, phones, I think most people know now, are about much more than making and receiving calls and sending text messages. There are all kinds of things that you can do now with phones, and we're going to be discussing some of the things that we do with them.
Absolutely.
So this first episode of the podcast is called Nature in My Room. And the reason for that is because, Lulu, you're quite interested, or very interested, in ambiences, aren't you?
Yes, I am. One thing that I absolutely can't stand, and particularly when I'm alone here on my own in the flat, I really do hate to have a silent room. There are a few ways, obviously, that you can combat this. You can, if you have one, turn the TV on or the radio, or you can play music. That's all very well, but I suffer quite badly from migraine. So sometimes that kind of sound makes things a lot worse. So then there's another route that you can go, and that is a natural ambiences. And there are quite a few of these. There are ambient sound, which is synthetically produced. There are musical tones and tones combining music and nature, and there are nature sounds. And iPhone apps there are for this are plenty. I have tried several of them. They range from the completely undoable in accessibility terms to the very, very accessible indeed. And from the rusty old banger of apps, shall we say, to through the nippy little sports car of apps to the Rolls Royce of apps. And I'm going to show two of them to you today.
Okay, that's a good analogy. In which categories do our two applications fall?
Well, we have the nippy little sports car of apps. And we have the Rolls Royce of apps today.
Just to say that's your opinion of the apps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything that we talk about here is obviously our opinion. You might have your own and your own favourites. So please, this is just our opinion of everything that we talk about here. First one is Custom Sounds of Nature. Now, there is a light version of this app and there is a paid version. And the premise is that you get up to six, you get two with the free version and six with the paid version, soundscapes. And the cool thing about this app is that you can customize the soundscapes. Each soundscape has several parts to it, which I will show you. And you can make each part sound as loud or as quiet as you want it to be.
So what you're saying is you can mix all the different elements of the soundscape together to form an ambience of your choosing that you particularly like.
That's right. So I'll show this to you now.
C-S-O-N.
So that's what they call it, C-S-O-N, Custom Sounds C-S-O-N. Of Nature.
Button.
The way I navigate around my screen is not strictly orthodox. Maybe I flick because I find it easiest.
Okay.
When you get into this, you don't have any labelled buttons, which is one of the things about it that could definitely be improved. But if you're willing to learn this and work with it, it really is extremely doable. So what we have here is a row of buttons. If you visualise a line of buttons, what I need to do here is get back to the leftmost one, which I'm actually there. If you hear that clonk clonk sound, it means I'm there. So this is the leftmost button, and this one, I happen to know, is one of my favourites. This is the Seascape. So I'm going to just go into that now, which is, I'm there. Now I'm going to get to the left again.
50%, switch button, off.
It says switch button off. If I switch it on, you will hear a sound.
On.
There we are. Okay, so there we have our wave sound.
50%.
Now, the next button over, it's a picker item, and you heard it say 50% adjustable. So I'm going to leave that one where it is at the moment, because it's quite nice the way it is.
Switch button, off.
So we have another button here, and if we switch it on, what will it give us?
On.
Seagulls. Cool. But those seagulls are a bit loud, don't you think? So let's scope over one.
20%. Adjustable.
That's all.
10%.
Take it down one. That's a bit better. No, maybe they could do with being a little bit louder, maybe.
20%. 30%.
I can definitely hear them now.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Switch button. Off.
Next button. What do we have with this button?
On.
Oh. Can you hear the wind chimes? But with the seagulls, you see, that wind chime's unbalanced. Do you think?
30%. Adjustable.
Let's turn the seagulls down again.
20%. 10%.
I like that better, don't you? That's much nicer. And we have one more sound here.
20%. Switch button. Off.
Let's see what this gives us.
On.
A foghorn. No, I don't want that.
30%. Adjustable. Switch button. On. Back button. But 30. Switch button. On.
Turn that off. Don't want off. It. Now, if there's one thing that I really hate in nature sounds apps, it's not being able to turn them off easily. So you see here...
30%. Back button. Button.
A back button. And if you just press that... Stop. All right, a fade out would have been nicer than an abrupt stop.
Yes, it's kind of incongruous to what we're trying to achieve here, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. A fade out would have been nicer. But it does its work and it stops the sound. I've had a couple of apps which I've uninstalled because it's just impossible to turn them off. The thing I do like about this app is that if you actually close out of the app screen, you want to do something else on your iPhone while listening to this on headphones, say, you can actually do that.
And the good thing is that Glinda, the name of your iPhone, she does dip the volume of the app while she's speaking, and it's quite a nice dip so that you can hear the speech clearly, but the app is still there in the background.
Yes, you'll find that with a lot of these type of apps. It's very good the way that it's done. So we have six different soundscapes with this app.
Can you just give us a summary of one or two of the others? Just tell us what they're about.
Yes, of course. We have a beautiful night soundscape and a lovely running stream, which is one of our favourites. There is also an underneath the ocean one, and there is a thunderstorm.
So what we're saying is that this is a really good app. And it's certainly one that you've used a lot. There are some accessibility potential difficulties, but nothing that you couldn't get over with a bit of memorization. That's
absolutely
what we're saying, isn't it?
Also, don't forget that there is a button labeling function in VoiceOver.
There is.
There really is. So if you wanted to use that, I don't feel the need to bother, to be quite honest. But if you did want to use that, the accessibility difficulties would just disappear. It really is a good little app. It's not too expensive. I'm not going to give prices because if you're not in the UK, they won't mean anything. So just go to your app store, search for Custom Sounds of Nature. It really is not an expensive app and it's very well worth the money.
So can we turn to the other one now? And this is one that you're particularly enthusiastic about, isn't it?
This is the Rolls-Royce of ambience, nature sounds, meditation and sleep apps. It really is a tremendous app. I've just come across it and I wish I'd found it ages ago, really. It is a tremendous app. This is called Nature Space. I'll spell it because if you search for it other than as it's spelled, you won't find it. It's capital N-A-T-U-R-E-S-P-A-C-E, all one word.
Okay, how did you find out about it?
I found out about it from a man called Paul Hopkins, who has actually been working with a developer to make it as fully accessible as it is. And it is an accessibility joy. It really is.
Natura Space.
So I'm just going to take you into it now.
Hiding in the near field.
The way this works is actually quite clever. You get what you pay for in this world, I have found. With the Nature Space, you get six soundscapes free. And then if you want more, you can do it in one of several ways. You can buy them sound for sound. You can pay for them individually. What I would advise you to do is to buy the visitor's pass first. It will let you preview any sound that you're looking at, if you fancy one from the Rivers collection. When you look at it in the Nature Space store, it will tell you what the sound's about, what it is going to sound like, but telling you can only tell you so much. You will then see in the Nature Space store, on the page that this sound is about, a visit button. When you press that, you will hear a short preview of the sound, and then you can see whether you'd like it. You do have to pay for this privilege, but I think it really is well worth the money.
Although you say that the text can only tell you so much, from what I've heard, and admittedly that's not a great deal, the language used to describe some of these soundscapes is excellent, isn't it?
It really is excellently excellent. To be quite honest, I only downloaded the visitor's pass when I got given the complete catalogue by somebody. And I only downloaded the visitor's pass then because I just thought, well, I'm not going to get many of these because I don't have that much money and I'll leave it till I've got some to get these. So I thought, I'm not going to pay for the visitor's pass. But actually, having seen what it's like, I would say it really is worth investing in it. It's a very, very cool thing. Let's play with the app. Let you hear some of the sounds. I would advise, if you haven't got them on already, pause me for a minute and put your headphones on. It really is worth it to listen to this. Before I start, I must tell you that what you have here is 3D sound in many cases. So listening on headphones, although it's not a must, it is a very, very rewarding experience.
Idyllica Tremens.
Well, let's start with this, shall we? Idyllica Tremens. This is supposed to be so gorgeous that you can get withdrawal symptoms from it. You have a creek in front of you, a tributary river 40 feet away to your right, and a little bit of bird song that is not too intrusive. Now, all you have to do with this is just turn it on.
Isn't that beautiful?
Absolutely. That's what we have on in our room a lot these days.
Okay, would you like to show us some other aspects of it?
Yes, of course. You can have them change into each other without turning it off. It will just morph into another track if you want to. Ones I really like are ones that have a little bit of strangeness to them, and the sound shifts a bit, and have maybe a little shimmery tone at the back of them. And this is one of my favourites. It's called Sedona Triangle. You need to have your headphones for this one, definitely.
The Sedona Triangle.
This is a place in Arizona. And we have three environments here in a triangle. And the triangle is moving around you, so we have three-dimensional sound here.
I can hear it moving. That's the first time I've heard it, but I can hear it.
Yes. A lovely thing that it also does is if you're wearing earbuds, there is a button down at the end here. It says earbuds button, headphones button. It toggles. If you're wearing earbuds, it will optimize the sound for earbuds and make it that much better for you. It really is very cool indeed. In fact, I have set it for headphones because I was using my speakers earlier. It's very, very cool. One more with a little bit of music, and I'll show you one more nature one.
Mute under tree.
This is a pretty one.
Mute under tree.
Here we have more shifting water and a few birds. and that just very quiet, peaceful music. I like that. Just give you a little bit of it. Can you hear the space of it? It's very wide, isn't it? All right, I can hear you saying, stop with the zen, I want some nature. All right, I'll give you some nature.
The forest.
We have lots of beaches, winds, waves, everything you can think of like that. It has all the usual things that you'd expect in any nature app. And if you want birds, I can give you birds.
Sanctuary Island East.
This is my favourite, the Sanctuary Island collection. And more wonderful spaciousness and bird calls.
Sanctuary Island East.
That's the first time I've heard that with headphones on. Now you're saying to me, okay, where's the back button? How do you turn this off? Easy.
The secret. Sanctuary Island East.
That's what I'm playing. Double
Sanctuary
tap.
Sanctuary Island East.
Gonski. What did it do, B?
Well, it faded, I think, slightly.
It did. It did. It faded.
Very slightly.
Very
but
slightly,
it did
but it did fade. These individual soundscapes aren't the cheapest in the world, but I haven't downloaded one I didn't like. And as I said, you can buy the entire catalogue for a limited time only. If you have the money and you really love this kind of thing and you will use it, it is so, so worth doing. I have never come across anything like it. It is brilliantness, brilliantness.
Excellent. So from an accessibility perspective, we give it top marks, do
we? Absolutely. 10 out of 10. I've never seen anything so easy to work with.
Just take us through again, very quickly. You download the app Nature Space.
Yes.
Then what happens? How do you get these ambiences onto it?
Right. There are 6 that it comes with. 3 of them are plain nature, and 3 of them are nature, what I would call abstracts, with that little bit of tonality in them. Then you have a couple of buttons towards the bottom of the screen, I would say, that are settings buttons. And then you have a button that says more. When you press that, you're taken to the Nature Space store. And you can very easily see absolutely everything that they have there. It's easy to see what there is and what you want. Each of them is clearly priced, and then you can choose exactly what to buy. Buying it is exactly the same as buying any other app. It's just easy, easy all the way.
I don't think we need to compare them. I think it would be unfair to do that because they're both very different,
they're very different,
aren't they?
And I like both. But I think I know which one I will use more, to be quite honest, because it's just so easy.
Hmm. Right, well, I think we've gone as far as we can go with that, haven't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. And we'll be back with some more apps soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Laircast, presented by Brian Harton and Lulu Wells. To learn more about us, visit www.harton.org. The music for this podcast was composed by André Louis. Visit www.andrelouis.com.